Some kids never grow up. So Michael's right. Judy too. Okay. We're on a journey. We're on a journey through the book of Mark. We're looking at the life of Jesus. And as we look at the life of Jesus, we have studied in chapter 6. Chapter 6 is teaching us how to walk with God. How to walk with Jesus. If you notice, about 4 weeks ago, we talked about going home. Jesus, first of all, taught His disciples about going home. He had trained them. He had led them. They had seen people saved. They had seen people healed. They had seen people, the demons coming out of people. But all of a sudden, Jesus says, it's time now to take the next step. He took His disciples home. At home, He found there was little faith. Much rejection, little faith. It was so familiar. It's kind of like when you stand up before your peer groups. They know you. They know you. You know what Jesus did? Jesus kept on preaching. When His home didn't support Him, His community didn't support Him because of familiarity, He kept on. And then, after that, He took Him to the next level. He took Him to the training of the 12. He says, now, this is time. He empowered them to go out and to cast out demons. So the empowering means this. Take them out of the Sunday school class. Take them out of the small group and put them in front of people. He empowered them. He gave them the words, the wisdom to carry the message. He empowered them. And then all of a sudden these guys said, I got it. I got it. Jesus, you should have seen what was happening. About the time they said, I got it. He says, now it's time to go to the next level. He took him to the next level by pointing to him to a very important man. His name was John. John was the one who pointed out the Lord Jesus. John was the one who spoke the truth. John was the one who went to prison because he spoke the truth. John was the one who showed us the cost of Christianity. The cost of following God can be your very life. But we also look at John. He went from the cold dungeon to the throne of God with one swipe of the sword. But the cost of Christianity is that real. The disciples backed off. They're beginning to look now. Jesus was now said, look guys, you've been on the mountaintops. You've been out sharing the gospel. You've been out seeing the power of God at work. It's time now to get away. But what was happening, Jesus wanted to get them away so that they could have some rest and relaxation, but by the time He got them to a secluded place, there were 5,000 men waiting on Him. Jesus spoke the truth. Came to the end of the day, the disciples said, how are we going to feed this bunch? Jesus said, you feed them. You see, it was time for another lesson in Christ. You feed them. They went out and discovered, and noticing, they discovered, secondly, they discovered five barley loaves, two fish. Prepare the people, get them off, put them in groups of 50 and 100. Take what you found, place it in the hand of Jesus. Then He prays over it, and Jesus starts giving out as they could respond. Jesus didn't give them too much, He gave them the exact right amount. If it was one talent, Chris, if it was two talents, if it was three, if it was five talents, Jesus gave each man so that they could go out and give to others. Finally, they did the accounting. People were satisfied. 12 basket loaves were picked up. You trust, you have faith, you're tested, then you triumph. Would you just say the disciples got it? What do you think? Did they get it? Did they get the message? Okay. You want me to reread last week? That's okay. Did they get it? I think we need to understand something. Jesus says, okay now, I want to give you the insight of the 12. 12 is a very special number. There were 12 disciples, right? 12 apostles. Inside of the 12, in order to stay on top of their game. So now we're moving in to the text right here, and we're going to begin to see in chapter 6. When you search the truth, God is going to give you some good answers right here. Will you search the book of John for truth? Will you ask God to come and show you the truth? Will you follow Jesus the way of the truth? These questions are beginning to take me back to square one. We lost it. Not like the power went out last week. Guess what, guys? Y'all are intrigued. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Man, you know what? You thought you were sweating. Okay, all right, here it is. What I want you to know is, are you willing to ask God questions? Are you willing to say, Lord, show me the truth? Are you willing to say, God, I'm willing to pay the price? If you ask God a question, do you really want to hear? Do you really want to? If you ask God, this is what's going to happen. Take me back to, there's supposed to be a video right after this.
I start from John. It's like this word is coming to my heart. And Jesus says, follow me, man. I want to change your life.
So I asked God, God, show me the truth. And one night I had a dream and God gave me a vision. Suddenly I saw Jesus. He came with a white robe.
And I see a person, no face, just light. Told me, I'm Jesus. Follow me. And I gave my heart to Jesus Christ.
I want to see if you caught it. Did you hear somebody said, God, I want to know if you're true? Did you hear that? That is huge. God, I want to know if you are true. And two occasions right there, you saw how Jesus Christ came. One time to an imam, that is a leader, a teacher in the Muslim. And to another guy, I want to know, are you real? Because see, this is what's leading us to the point where we are right now. We want to stay on top. And let me let you in on a little secret. We're going to be talking about Jesus. We're going to be talking about Him walking on water. And we're going to be talking about how Simon Peter doubts. And he starts going under the water. You got two choices. Do you want to be under the water or on top of it? Now you get there. Stay on top of your game. Stay on top of the water. And this is how we're going to make this thing and develop this thing for us here. Because in looking at our text right here, we're going to see several things that are going to occur. And one of these, this is the outline, this is where I'm going. And in about 15 minutes, I'm going to run you down this path. I want you to know that Jesus is the faith builder. And then when you see this, though, He's going to come to you. He's going to help them build your faith. But secondly, faith is a doubt exterminator. Do you want to get rid of the doubt? Do you want to kill the doubt? Do you want it to die? Faith is going to be that exterminator. Then you're going to see doubt. Doubt is a faith assassin. What? You mean, you said I believe in God, but can your faith be assassinated? Your trust, I'm not talking about losing your salvation. I'm talking about in the Christian life. Can your faith be assassinated? And then all of a sudden the actions are going to declare what you really believe. Ultimately, you'll see worship is the faith. Now, we got to develop this in about 15 minutes. First of all, Jesus is a faith builder. We're looking now at our text. The Scripture says, and we're talking about the same picture in different gospel, John 6:14, it says, therefore, when the people saw the sign which had been performed, this truly the prophet is come into the world. Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and to take them by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone. What was the heart of the people? If you feed me, hey, you're the man. If you heal me, you're the man. If you want me to die for you, you're not the man. If you want me to follow it, wait a minute. What are these guys? These guys saw an Old Testament scripture being fulfilled right before their eyes, and they wanted to make Jesus king. That was in the heart of the people. They wanted to make him king because of what they seen. Jesus, now, immediately Jesus made his disciples get in the boat and go ahead of them to the other side. While he was sending the crowd away, here's the inside of the disciple. You saw the inside of the people. They wanted to make Jesus king. What about the disciples? Man, they were tasting success. If they would have listened to the crowds, they might have joined in there to make Jesus king. Can you make Jesus king? Let me let you in a little secret. He is king. But you can't make him and put him in the box the way you want Jesus to function. He is the king, and we follow him. So the disciples were tasting success. Jesus saw it. He sent them away. He wanted to get them away while he moved the crowd away. And then, look at the heart of what Jesus was doing. And bidding the crowds farewell, he left and went to the mountain to pray. Jesus, what do you say about him? Did Jesus pray without ceasing? I think he did. Was he always in contact with the Father? Absolutely. Jesus had solved the heart of the people wanting to make him king. He already was king, but not be the king they wanted. He saw the success built around the disciples, but that success would have gone to their head, and he sent them away. And Jesus got alone, and he went to the Father. Now, when he went to the Father, all of a sudden we see this faith. Faith is a doubt exterminator. We want to stay on top of the water now, and how are we going to do this when the evening was come? Jesus is going to build a faith, okay? He's the faith builder. When the evening was come, they were in the middle of the sea. He alone was in land. But this is what Jesus was doing, seeing them straining out at the oars, for the wind was against them, the fourth watch of the night. He came to them walking on the water, and he intended to pass by them. Now, I don't think y'all get this. What would you do at 3 o'clock in the morning? If all you had was just a little bitty candlelight, or maybe it was a moonlit night, and you're out there and there ain't nobody out there, what would you do at 3 o'clock in the morning? Woo! You can't run. You're in a boat. You can't hide. Do you need the faith? Do you need your faith built? Fourth watch, that's 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock a.m. Okay? That's where he's coming. He's walking on the water. He's coming. He's going to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost. I'm with them. Okay? It was a ghost, and he cried out. For they all saw him, and they were terrified. Are you terrified at seeing Jesus? Would you be terrified if Jesus decided to come to you in a way in which you're not expecting? Did you ask to see Jesus? Do you want to know him? Do you want to know him personally? When he shows up, are you going to be accepting or terrified? These guys are terrified. They were terrified. They saw him, but he was so unusual. I can imagine those guys that were over in Iran when they prayed, God, I want to see you. And in the middle of the night, this big bright light in their dream shows up. And then they hear, I am Jesus. Follow me. Fear struck. He comes to them, but immediately he spoke to them and he said, take courage. When Jesus comes to you, this is what he's going to do. He's going to build courage. He's going to build faith. And he's going to do it by this capacity. He says, don't be afraid, it is I. I am. I am the I am. Don't be afraid, it is I. Don't be afraid. Are you afraid? Would you be afraid if Jesus came to you today and gave you a specific message? Well, let's see. Jesus came to you this morning, gave you a specific message. He said, you're going to face cancer in the next 6 months. But don't be afraid. You're going to get an opportunity of a new job. Take courage. It's going to cost you. Take courage. Jesus is going to come to you when you are in extreme situations. And he's going to come to you to build courage. And when you see him, it may frighten you slap to death because all of a sudden you see the reality of a living God. You see him. He is so real. He's right in front of you. And he may scare you slap to death because you say, this is really God? courage in your circumstances. Don't be afraid. Peter said it this way. He said, Lord, if it is you, command you to come on the water. Command me to come on the water. If it's really you, Lord, be totally aware of when you ask God for something. You ask Jesus for something. And He gives it to you. You see, He's really asking the reality. Are Jesus, is that really real? Is that really you? If it's really you, remember the guy in the clip? He said, God, if you're really real, show me. God, if you're really real, open up this journey for me. God, if you're really real, I'm willing to do whatever you say. Do, God, if you're really real, bid me to come. And Jesus gave one word and one word only. What was it? That was it. One word only, come. Now it's in your ballpark. Now what are you going to do? You asked for it. You asked God to make Himself real to you. And you said, God, I want to know your reality. So now here it is. And Jesus says one word to you. Now the choice is yours. Simon Peter was dead serious. When he said the reality of Jesus Christ, I want to know you, Jesus, if it's you, come. And Peter got out of the boat, 3 o'clock in the morning. He got out of the boat and he walked on the water. That's impossible. Is that impossible? No, not with Jesus. I'm leading you up to something. I really want to know, do you get it? I really want to know, do you get it? When you ask Jesus to give you a word, He gives you a word. Do you respond? And I mean, my hat's off to Simon Peter because he wanted to know, God, are you really real? What was Lee talking about this morning? God, is this, who are you? What is God really like? Get out of the boat, Peter. He walked on the water. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we could stop it right here and say, I got it. But that's not where we stop it. He was walking toward Jesus. But doubt is a faith assassin. Peter took his eyes off Jesus. And we're going to see what's going to happen when you take your eyes off Jesus. Peter started looking around at the surroundings. Y'all ever do that? You start looking around. Peter listened to the surround sounds. Does the noise ever push out that one word? Remember that word, come? Do the surround sounds have a tendency to lose the voice of Christ? Peter allowed his faith to be assassinated by doubt. Fear overcame. I like it what Chris was talking about. He says, I'm talking to Christians this morning. Because you see, each one of us have to deal with this faith question. With our walk with Him. And here's how it worked out. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. Fear assassinated his faith. And beginning to sink, he cried out saying, Lord, save me! How quick was Jesus? You know, his step, how quick was Jesus? Well, buddy, you said it. You ought to turn. Did he leave him there to wander in his doubt and his faithfulness? No. The Scripture says immediately. That means, something else that means, Peter had traveled a distance. Now, I don't know how far that distance was. Peter had been walking on water. Something you've never done. And by the way, Alabama fans, Bear Bryant didn't do it. Okay. Some of you are not old enough to remember that. But anyhow. He walked on. And immediately, Jesus stretched out His hand and He called him. Immediately. You see, when faith is assassinated by doubt, call out to Jesus. And you notice we don't have any words right there. The only word we ever had was the word come. But what do you have? You've got action. You've got action. Immediately, Jesus stretched out His hand and called him. And these next little words are so important that we tend to overlook. Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Now, what's so big in this that phrase right there? Come on, somebody help me out here. What's so big in that phrase right there? That's it. Little faith. Not doubt. That's not what's so big in this. It's the little faith. You know what little faith did? Little faith said, Jesus, are you real? Little faith said, Jesus, if you're real, ask me to come to you. Little faith heard one word, come. Little faith stepped over the edge of that boat. Little faith walked on water. Little faith. You see, God takes your little faith and carries you into territory that you've never been before. The fight is the doubt. But take that little faith. Then the actions kick in. Then he went up to the boat and the wind ceased and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and they marveled. Hey, here it is. I asked you a question. Did you get it? Verse 52 says, for they had not understood about the loaves. What the loaves all about? You remember that one? Yeah, that's right. Feeding the 5,000. You don't feed 5,000 men, and besides women and children, with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Unless what? You got it. You see, if they would have got it, the feeding of the 5,000, then there wouldn't have been one man stepping overboard. It would have been 12. But they didn't get it. Here's what God tells us. I'll go back to what Lee said a while ago. He said, I was saved when I was 7 years old. But I didn't nail it down until I was in the 20s. You see, he didn't get it. Was he a believer? Yeah. But did he get the power of God? Chris said that, what, first year of college, right in college? He didn't get it. Did that change the miracle of the 5,000? No, it didn't change a thing. Did that change the miracle of walking on the water? No, it didn't change a thing. But they didn't get it till later. But when you get it, you see how that little bit of faith. So what do you start asking for? Why didn't they get it? Because their heart was hardened. We start praying, God, I don't want a hard heart. I want to get it. And here's how it works. Worship is faith declared. And those who were in the boat worshiped Him. Worshiped who? Jesus. And what did they say? You are certainly the Son of God. Did they get it about the feeding of the 5,000? No. Did they get it about the miracle of Jesus walking on the water? But did they get it that Jesus is the Son of God? Yeah. You got that. Now I've got 5 questions to ask you and we're through. Question number 1. Is Jesus protecting you in the midst of overwhelming success? Is Jesus protecting you in the midst of overcoming success? Remember the disciples? Remember these guys wanted to make Jesus Christ the king? He protected his disciples in the midst of success by moving them away from listening to the crowd. Number 2, is Jesus coming towards you in the midst of surrounding circumstances? Are you out there struggling on the water? Has Jesus told you what to do? Go to Bethesda. He told you where to go. Are you struggling to get there? If you are going where Jesus asked you to go and you're struggling to get there, is Jesus on the way? Number 3, are you calling out to Jesus to confirm His reality? Do you really want to know Jesus is real? And if you ask Him, are you going to respond whether He speaks one word to you or many words? Do you really want to know the reality of Jesus? Number four, is Jesus calling you out of the boat? Is Jesus calling you out of the boat? Lee walked up there this morning in territory that was uncomfortable. Told him to get out of the boat. What is Jesus telling you today? And number five, is Jesus waiting on you to declare faith in Him? How do you declare faith in Jesus? Worship Him. Maybe Jesus Christ is waiting on you this morning to worship Him. So we're going to share together in a song here. And if some of these questions you've got answered, or maybe you're struggling for some of these questions, prayer altars are going to be open. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus Christ, or you've already given your life to Jesus Christ, we want to know about it. I'm going to be standing down front here. I think I'm going to introduce you to many of you to a song that you've not heard before. If you know the song, sing it. If you don't know the song, enjoy it. Because what He's talking about is the people of God. The message that we have, Jesus walking on the waters, was to believers today. And the real question is, do you get it? Let's pray. Lord, help us to get the message. Jesus fed the 5,000. The power of God's real. Jesus walked on the water. He's above all nature. Jesus will come to us in our places of need. He will move us away when success starts going to our head. He will bring us close when circumstances are surrounding us. He will make Himself real when we begin to question the reality. He will move upon us to let us know and experience His presence. And He will call us when we ask Him to step out. Lord, who is it today that these questions are penetrating? Who is it today that got it? Help us to be vocal in what we do, and that is worshiping God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together.
When darkness
Attention several things and what is happening. Hostess retreat. I think is excellent. God is blessing in such a very special way. Vacation Bible school this afternoon. 5 o'clock in Kids Zone. All right. It's going to be great. Salt today at 6 to 6:30. What? Here, at the church. At the church, okay? Pass that word. Deacons, today, 6:45 here at the church, Jeremy. Pass the word, okay? And then save the soul, study the Scripture, save the serve. And finally, what's next? The blessing. Let's share together, okay? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. God bless you.